Welcome, welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
You hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Frank.
187 shows later, we're still going. This is Pottercast. Hello.
Oh, what are we doing?
What are we doing? 187th show. I'm Melissa. I'm here with John, Freck, and Sue yet again in for another week of awesome stuff relating to Harry Potter.
Yay.
You guys, it's been about a year since I've been on the show now.
It has, Freck.
Did you know it was Frankie's year anniversary?
I had an idea.
So it's going to be a frack explosion, this show. Is this what we're saying?
Frack explosion.
It's the new podcast. It's the new Pottercast thing, guys. Everything's a explosion. So
explosion.
If you got a lot of quarters in your pocket, you're having a quarter explosion. But my favorite one is the Sue explosion.
Sue explosion is the best.
That just when the chat guy came out with that last week, I think I had to duck my head to stop from making obnoxious laughs right into the microphone.
There's even a Facebook group too. They are awesome.
And there's a My Leaky group as well.
I mean My Leaky. Oh man, look how our thing has merged in my brain. I just think of it as all the same.
I love my
because I am addicted to Facebook, but boy, I'm on My Leaky more I think than Facebook now, which is crazy.
I agree.
Awesome.
It's more manageable somehow. It's all crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we have an exciting week of news this week, so let's get to it, Suze.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of movie news this week, but we're going to start out with our friend, Miss Jo. Jo Rowling is a troublemaker, and she's up to no good.
Uh-oh.
She is. I'm not crazy. You know what she does in her spare time? She likes to write on things. Like she wrote on when she finished Deathly Hallows.
She's a tagger.
She is. And so she graffitied again in Edinburgh. This time at a wall in hospital.
Man, you know, they have to go around Edinburgh as it is, scraping their graffiti off the walls and out from under bridges and stuff. Come on, get a new hobby, Jo.
She's bored, man. She just, like, wears a bandana and spray paint.
Write a book.
It's a beautiful city, too. I don't know what she's doing. Putting her hands in wet cement.
Ay, ay, ay. She's a vandal.
Will it never end, Jo?
Keep her out of the MoMA.
Keep her out of the MoMA.
Christ.
Nice. Keep her out of the MoMA.
She's going to pull a Da Vinci Code and start scribbling on the paintings.
If she's writing in code, then we're all in trouble.
We have to break the Potter code.
That'd be fun. Do it. That'd be great.
The Potterucci sequence. Okay, so what's this really about with the graffiti, Sue?
This is actually kind of a cool thing. She went to the young people's unit at the place called the Royal Edinburgh Hospital, and she went into the ward where there's teenagers that have complex psychiatric disorders, and she drew, like, the staff and the people and the kids there, and then she wrote J.K. Rowling was here, mm-hmm. Kilroy was here. Jo was here.
That's awesome. Nice.
Isn't it, though? I mean, here are these kids that, you know, are seeking help, and, you know, it's probably, you know...
You know, I think it's just a tragedy, though, is that I recently saw on eBay already somebody put up a hospital with a fake Jo tag on it trying to make money.
Is that for real?
Yeah, someone put up a whole hospital on eBay that was tagged with a fake Jo autograph.
They're trying to sell a whole hospital?
Yeah, it was on eBay.
Wow.
There's, like, at least three listings like that.
Wait, I'm confused. I thought you meant they were trying to sell, like, a name tag that they claimed she wore.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why I bought that for a second.
Like, the whole building is on eBay.
Oh, yeah, John.
But it's so funny, though, that Jo does that, because, I mean, in the books, my favorite graffiti that she wrote was, like, at the end of, like, Deathly Hallows, when we were hearing from, like, I think Neville or somebody said, oh, yeah, we snuck out at night and we wrote, Dumbledore's Army Still Recruiting. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
It's such an awesome thing. But, I mean, here's Jo doing. I love her. She's awesome. Go, girl.
So what's number four?
Number four on our news this week. This is cool. We've heard from, we knew in the past about the Harry Potter exhibit was coming to the United States, and that's going to be opening in at the end of April in Chicago, Illinois, at the Museum of Science and Industry. And already it's proving popular, so they've extended it now 3 weeks. So it's not. It's going to. It runs from April 30th through September 27th, which is a nice long time for people to go. And you know what? They Warner Brothers also announced that one of the things we're going to do is we get to go into like a Quidditch pitch, and you can toss a quaffle.
No,
seriously.
Whoa.
Do you know what else, John? You were going to be able to do too. They're also going to have Hagrid's hut, and you're going to be able to walk through it on the exit. Thing. So I think that'll be fun. Yeah. So I'm like, it's moving yet again. Oh, we'll have to look for the hot tub this time, John, too.
Yes, it's there somewhere.
I'm sure it will be. So more movie news, everyone. We saw some really, really, really cool stuff. Before we had talked about they were showing a first look stuff at the like Regal and I think it was AMC Theaters. And now the Australian television ran it. And we got to see the attack more of the burrow. And
oh, that was awesome.
It was awesome. And the Inferi were just, I mean.
They're all creepy.
I haven't seen any of this stuff because I'm staying away from spoilers.
I stayed away from the canaries because I know I want to see that. And then I showed it. So I fast forward. It's like, no.
that footage was amazing. Now, the birds look kind of cool, but we also got to see Bellatrix dancing, and she's like in the Great Hall, man. It's just
What kind of dancing is it?
You know, well, like when they're attacking the burrow, because they show a lot. I was really surprised how much of the burrow they showed getting attacked, and then they show her like leaping like woohoo, look what I did, yeah, burn, and she's just so maniacally gleeful out there.
She's in the Great Hall.
And then later, there's another shot of her running across, like, dancing across the table in the Great Hall.
Well, darn. Is it, like, suggestive?
No, she's not.
Were the kids eating lunch?
No. No, I don't think so, John. There was no...
Is it suggestive?
I don't know what she's all on about, doing her dance in the Great Hall.
She was like, I think it must have been, it must come towards the end when the, the whole end of the movie, and it must be from that, but...
Yeah.
We also saw a quick glimpse, this is kind of cool, of like when Dumbledore is repairing Slughorn's house, after he faked that Death Eater attack.
Yeah.
You could see
him
like...
Cool.
It was cool. You could see the feathers from the pillows had been ripped, he's trying to repair that.
It makes me wonder if the Reparo Charm is only as powerful as the ability of the wizard.
I think so. And I think it has to do something to do with the time in which... It broke. If you repair something right away, it's easier. But, if you wait for, 3 weeks and do it, it's going to be much more difficult.
Yeah. So, could they have put, a big repair on the burrow after, somebody busts it up?
I think a series of repairs would be meant for.
If all the Weasley family gathered around and held hands and then raised their wands and...
Yeah, I do.
They'd have to repair individual things, like repair the beam, repair the ceiling, repair the nail, not repair the house.
Yeah.
Reparo House.
I can't see them fixing that bridge in Muggle London with a single Reparo charm.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe from the Elder Wand.
The Millennium Bridge or whatever it was.
Yeah. It blew
the
up.
Elder Wand could never fail, so hell, you could Reparo the Ozone with the Elder Wand.
No, I don't think that's
ozone.
True, John.
Yeah.
Reparo Ozone.
There was one kind of cool, one more cool shot, too, and then before we move on, but there was this thing, and it looked like the scene, we were all had, there had been a lot of speculation about the Sectum Sempra scene, and it looked like there was a shot of Draco, like what he does first before Harry, retaliates with that, and it was just it just looked kind of cool, so it's in there, so obviously they filmed it. This week we did see a bunch of, we also saw an MTV clip with the interview with Jesse Cave, who plays Lavender Brown, about snogging, which is kind of like me. And then Robert Pattinson.
Why?
I mean, it was just, I don't know. She's
What's
darling.
Wrong with snogging?
There's nothing with snogging, but it's just like, it had been so hyped that they were going to have this exclusive set visit,
Oh,
yeah.
It was just extraordinarily hyped, I thought. And then it was
the set visits.
Yeah.
By the time we're allowed to put up the set visits, everybody's seen it all.
Yeah.
So,
I know. And then, John, were you watching the Oscars? Were you dazzled when Robert Pattinson came out on the stage and presented?
No, I was not actually home for that part.
I didn't know that he was going to be on the stage, and I was sitting. I was I was live twittering, and I just my fingers froze. I didn't know what to do. I was like, "What world am I in that Robert Pattinson is presenting at the Oscars.
Did he come out with Bella in the middle of the big dance music number and sing a song from the show?
You know who he came out with is the girl from Mamma Mia. Yeah.
Nice. Really?
Yes, like really. Yeah.
Yeah. Mean Girls.
Yes, and they joked about what they had to do to find love and all that stuff.
But it was so funny because we have Twitters. We all Twitter. I don't know. That's the big hip thing. And I was like, Hufflepuffs at the Oscars. And everyone was like, Sue! Rob, it's not, it's different. But I was like,
yeah, Sue's like, oh my God, a Hufflepuff is presenting. I was like, no, Sue, Robert Pattinson is presenting. I'm sure of the presenters, there are Hufflepuffs.
There we represented. I was all Squeeple. That was awesome. Speaking of being Squeeple, were we all Squeeple when we heard the news? And it was kind of sad, though, that Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 will officially be released in theaters on July 15th, 2011.
Yeah, part of me was hoping that was Part 1. Like, yeah, and then they were like, oh, Part 2. And he's like,
isn't that crazy? Well, I'm going to be on vacation during that time, so.
Me too.
I'm going to be on vacation, and so if you guys want to, like, come hang out, and maybe we can have a party there.
We should make a reason to go.
Well, I mean, there's already going to be the Wizarding World Harry Potter theme park in Orlando.
I need a little bit more reason than that to go to Florida for this.
What if they had, they have a huge movie theater in the City Walk.
Really?
But what we'll need for that? Well. I mean, it's great if we're there and everything, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of Harry Potter fans around, but we need, like, our crew, the real hardcore Harry Potter fans. I think we need a theater full of those people. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, if they were interested in coming to the park at the same time, if we could, like, organize a reason for that.
How would we do that, Sue?
No, let's throw a party, like a reason, like an official gathering kind of reason?
Yeah, what kind of gathering could we throw around that?
You mean, like, speakers?
We could have, like, a ball.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
And, like,
we could have a hoedown.
You could.
Sort of connection?
Sort of connection, an ice cream social.
But I want to hear people talking, talk, reflect too. That would be kind of fun about what it would be like. So
something very unconventional.
Conventional.
How about something conventional?
Oh, conventional. That's better.
Yeah. I like that word.
Kind of like a meet up and read in.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. Huh.
Or,
what would that be?
How about, guys, I got it. How about a LeakyCon?
Hey, there you go.
Bob on that.
But we're already doing one in Boston.
LeakyCon 2.
LeakyCon 2.
Or LeakyCon 2011.
LeakyCon 2.0.
Will be the weekend that the last Harry Potter film was released in Orlando, Florida. The idea, and details will come in the future, the idea is to make it the biggest party we've all ever had together.
Yay.
Seriously, guys, July 14th to July 18th, 2011 will be LeakyCon 2011. It'll be another great big charity event. It will be another huge event planned to you by the people behind the Leaky Cauldron. It will be the biggest party as a Harry Potter fan you've ever had, and you have 2 years to save for it, so start putting those pennies away.
And that's not even going to be during exams for any of these students, so rock on to that.
I am excited. I mean, what a great time that will be down there in a theme park and that environment, that magical world around us, and then we're going to see this film, and it's going to be amazing film because it's that Battle Hogwarts, and, Voldemort's going down, baby, and we're all going to be together watching it. It's going to be awesome.
We should be together seeing that, and honestly, I think that we're going to need several theaters full of people to hold.
And, we're just going to have, like, a big... the following morning everybody's gonna convene in the park at the castle for a cry-in.
No.
For everybody we're gonna hand out calendars, and there's gonna be psychologists and advisors there for people to help put a life together outside of waiting for movies.
I know, we'll have nothing to
all
wait
of you wondering
for.
About having to get a life. We'll have
Do you remember they had those when the book was coming out? They had psychologists, and we're somewhere in England. We did a story about that too. That's so
right.
Funny.
Oh my gosh, they had psychologists.
So, I mean, just accept the fact that your life will be over, but you can come up with a new one.
Well, that's what our workshops for the weekend will be about, creating your life.
Life post-waiting
for movies and books. Well, but seriously, we'll have been waiting, some of us, for about 14 years for either a book or a film. And what's it going to be like when there's nothing coming? There's nothing...
Well, we're going to hand out pamphlets on the merits of Twilight.
No, we are not doing Twilight! No!
Other things to look forward to? Surely. No. High School Musical 5 will probably be out around that year. Lots of other things to be crazy about.
It was funny because I was talking to a friend, and they know that I'm not particularly a Steve Clovis fan, and they were like, Sue, how long is it going to be till you guys, if there's going to be a petition online to remake the Harry Potter movies after that one comes out?
No.
I'm just like, no, don't. I'm just trying to deal with the fact that we got a final date for that, you know, and it's like,
I predict by 2018 they'll announce something for the CW, like a series.
That would, no.
Actually pretty cool.
Harry Potter.
Not the CW. Come on.
That's the Warner Brothers.
But
that's
the whole idea of Harry Potter on the CW is ludicrous.
Yeah.
HBO.
All right, guys, let's catch up with the rest of the show.
And the latest installment of the acting troupe. What's happening this week, John?
I am waiting to hear it until it comes on the show.
Okay, we'll see you guys in that part of the show. Bye.
Previously, on Albus Potter and the Founder's Fountain. I need your help to figure out how to get into Professor McGonagall's office. Because that's where the sorcery hat lives. And I've meeting you.
Didn't catch your name.
It's Layla.
She's a brave one. Ought to be in Gryffindor, not Hufflepuff, if you ask me.
You know so many people here. All your cousins, and half the teachers as well. You should come and stay with us at Christmas. Then you'd know everyone I know.
I'm calling Wizardstool. So Malfoy here can prove he's not a wimp.
On my count.
Expelliarmus!
Get him, Malfoy!
Ow! What's going on? I messed up! Just play along.
What's that noise?
It got Bertie's out of bed.
It's Peeves. Shall I say the password?
No need to wake her if you don't have to.
That doesn't look like a key. You're showing about the G of Gryffindor.
Well, it opens this door and any other door with a password.
Good night, Neb. I mean, Professor.
Good night, Al.
Morning, Al. I need to speak to you. Can I sit here?
Yeah. Sit down. I need to talk to you, too.
Hey, what's going on? A Ravenclaw gate crashing our table? Stop her, Fred.
I'm on it, mate.
Oh, shut up, James. I'll sit where I like. Fred, move over.
All right, Rose. You can sit here this once, but don't make a habit out of it.
That's not very friendly.
Nothing personal, you understand. Just we can't have you tarnishing our reputations with your brain box habits. That'll never do, would it, Fred?
Certainly not. We've heard about you stewing in the library when there's perfectly good flying conditions. Don't tell us they're corrupting you already over in Ravenclaw.
Just let me know when you want to get flattened, Fred, and I'll make time for a race.
That'll be the day.
What's so urgent, Rosie?
You won't believe what happened last night on my way back to Ravenclaw Tower.
And you won't believe what happened to me. Peeves caught up with me. And then I got nabbed by Neville.
Professor Longbottom, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, he threatened me with detention, but I managed to convince him otherwise.
Is that it?
Saved you from getting caught, didn't I? I thought I did pretty well, considering.
Amazing, Al. You managed to talk your way out of trouble, and with Professor Longbottom of all people, I'm impressed. Shall I tell Fred so he can pat you on the back too?
Very funny. Come on, then. Tell me what happened to you.
Well, I started running, but I wasn't really looking where I was going. I thought I was almost at the foot of the spiral staircase up to our common room, but I must have taken a wrong turn somewhere, because I found myself running along a corridor I'd never seen before.
That's nothing. I'm always getting lost.
But there weren't any tapestries or suits of armour, nothing except a 6-inch deep carpet of dust on the floor.
That's a bit weird, I must admit.
Wherever I was, Peeves must have known about it, because all of a sudden I heard him screaming, "Get lost! Get lost!"
That's what he was yelling when Neville sent him away. What did you do?
I didn't know what to do. There was nowhere to hide. I could hear him coming closer. So I ran up and down in a panic and tried the nearest door. I didn't expect it to be unlocked, but it opened straight away.
So he didn't catch you?
No, thank goodness.
And that's all you want to tell me, huh?
Of course that's not all. It was the room. There was something strange about it. It wasn't a classroom. It didn't go anywhere. It was completely empty, all except for this thing on the middle of the floor.
What do you mean, weird?
Well, at first I thought it was just a pile of stones and broken glass and stuff, but then I looked closer.
And?
The stones looked like a base of something, like a wall or something.
Okay. What else?
And the glass wasn't smashed, just in pieces.
cases of what exactly?
I don't know. I got my wand out for some light, and there were all these thick pieces of glass twisted into weird shapes in all different colours.
What colours?
Well, there was red and green and blue and yellow.
That's the colours for the four houses.
So it is. I never thought of that. You know, come to think of it, it did remind me a bit of the hourglasses in the entrance hall. It was the same kind of glass and exactly the same colours. Yes, it must be.
What?
Something magic. Something magic to do with Hogwarts that no one else knows about. And I found it. Isn't that cool?
Just lying around where anybody could find it. Come off it. It can't be anything like that.
Whatever it is, I want to go back and see if I can put the pieces back together. And you and Scorpius have to come with me.
What can we do about it? We only know about three spells.
More than three, Al. Don't exaggerate. All I know is it made me feel sad just looking at it. It's a part of the castle, and it's been lost or forgotten about.
I don't see how it's lost exactly, if it's that close to Ravenclaw Tower. But never mind. We'll go and take a look.
Thanks, Al.
Did you get back all right after that?
Oh yes, it was fine. But there was one more weird thing. I just turned the corner before the spiral staircase, when I had to hide from Peeves again. This time there was a suit of armour in an alcove, and I was small enough to squeeze behind it. So that was easy. But you'll never guess what Peeves was doing.
I won't. So you might as well just tell me.
He was talking to another student. Not yelling or anything, just chatting away like they've been friends for years.
No way! Who?
That girl in our year. The Hufflepuff who can't fly.
Layla.
How do you know her name?
I met her at Hagrid's. She'd been in the forest and found something that needed looking after.
She went into the forest? Wow.
She didn't seem very friendly. Not to me, anyway.
I'd love to know how she managed to tame Peeves.
Rosie! You're a genius!
Well, obviously. Why?
If she can talk to Peeves, she could help us.
With what?
Getting him to see the Sorting Hat.
She can get him to break in for us. You're right, I am a genius.
You'll have to talk to her. I don't think she likes me.
We've got potions with the Hufflepuffs tomorrow. Leave it to me. Hey, look, Scorp's on his way to lessons with two Slytherins, and Smith isn't with him.
So the plan worked. That's good.
Do you think he suspected anything?
I'm 99% sure he didn't. Listen, I've been meaning to tell you. I've invited him for a visit during the Christmas holidays. You're coming to stay with us this year too, aren't you?
Oh, Al, are you sure inviting Scorpius is a good idea?
Of course. Why not? I thought you liked him.
I do. It's just, he is a Malfoy.
So what? Rosie, what's going on?
You know I've been spending all that time in the library? Well, it wasn't just homework. I've been reading up on the Battle of Hogwarts, and before that.
What's that got to do with Scorp? He wasn't even born then.
It's his family. They were on the wrong side, Al.
That's impossible. If it was true, they'd be in Azkaban.
It says they claim to have switched sides at the last minute, and helped our side win. It didn't say how, though.
Well, there you go, then. What's the problem?
I don't know. It's confusing. Maybe I should just ask him.
I wouldn't. Don't you remember how touched he was about his family on the train? If he does know, he's probably embarrassed they took so long to come over to the right side.
Maybe you're right. I wish I could talk to Mum about it. I bet she knows all about the Malfoys.
So write to her, then. I like Scorp, and I'm inviting him for Christmas, and that's all there is to it. Pass me a bit of that toast before James picks it all. I'm starving.
I don't understand. Why should I ask Peeves to help you burgle Professor McGonagall's study?
We're not burglars. Rosie, what have you been telling her?
Honestly, Layla, I'm not going to take anything. I told you, Al just needs to get in there to talk to someone who can't come out.
You're suggesting that Peeves should get into trouble for you by breaking into a room. He will enjoy that. Even so, he has a right to an explanation before agreeing, and so do I.
Look, we might be able to tell you, but there's no way we can tell Peeves what we're doing. He'll be as good as going to McGonagall and asking to be expelled.
I'll talk to him, but I'm not his master. If I try to deceive him, he will not cooperate.
I've said all along this is a stupid idea. It's not like you can reason with Peeves. Whatever we tell him, he'll shout it from the rooftops. I still say we should find another way.
All right, Layla. Can you get him to provide a general distraction without saying what it's for?
Yes, that should not be a problem.
And I'll just have to find some other way of getting in.
But that's the whole point, Al. There is no other way.
Scott's right, though. It's too dangerous to involve Peeves. Maybe inspiration will strike when I'm facing the door.
Why can't the person you're meeting just let you in?
It's not that simple. Look, I'll tell you everything, but you have to promise not to say anything.
Go on, Layla. Swear on Dumbledore's grave.
I will do no such thing. If you want me to help you, you must earn my trust by trusting me. That is how it is done. Are you honorable wizards or not?
Of course we are. All right. Calm down, everyone. Okay, no swearing. I trust you. It's the sorting hat. That's who I need to talk to. And it wasn't even my idea, all right. The hat told me I had to get in and speak to it. It told me when I was being sorted. And don't ask why, because I haven't a clue.
But now I understand everything. You have been given a magical quest.
Isn't that a little overdramatic?
What else would you call it?
I think it's sort of cool. You're on a quest, Al, and we're like your knights or something.
Oh, shut up. It's not a quest. Now you know everything, Layla. So, are you going to help us or not?
Yes, I will help you. But I have transfiguration in 5 minutes.
That's a point, Al. When are we going to try this? I'm so busy with homework.
And Quidditch is starting soon. I want to watch the practices.
So do I.
We should find a time when everyone is busy. Not even Peeves can keep the whole school away unless they're all in one place. What about the Halloween feast?
But that's weeks away.
Scorp's right, Al. The hat didn't set a time limit, did it? It'll give us more time to figure out how to get you in.
I agree. To prepare for a quest takes time.
You and your quest. All right, we'll wait till Halloween.
Oh no, I have to get to the greenhouse. I'm going to be late.
Well, so am I.
But we might lose house points. Come on, Scorpius, hurry up.
All right, stop bossing.
Thanks for agreeing to help.
It's nothing. I can help you, and you trusted me. I will not betray you.
You don't half say some weird stuff. Not that I mind or anything.
I think you and your friends are the strange ones. You take important things lightly, but are so serious about things that don't matter.
What? You mean like going exploring in really dangerous places?
And flying on broomsticks, you treat it like a matter of life or death.
You're just saying that cause... Never mind.
What?
Well, because you don't know how to fly.
I can fly. I just prefer not to sit on a silly twig when I can stretch out comfortably. It takes as much skill to direct a magic carpet, you know.
They're illegal here.
I know. I think it's silly.
You don't know what you're talking about. My uncle says you don't have a space in Britain. Do you want us to have to go around obliviating muggles all the time in case we are found out?
How was I supposed to know that? Anyway, I still think carpets are better.
Whatever you say. I have chance fast to get to.
Come on, let's go. It might have stopped raining by now.
Please, Scorp, come and help us put the last stone into place. The Halloween feast starts in an hour. There won't be any Quidditch practice today.
What's the point? It's been weeks and it still looks like a pile of old rubbish.
Scorpius Malfoy, how can you say that after all our hard work?
I don't know, Scorp. It looks pretty cool now that we've nearly closed the last gap. Come and see.
I suppose you can't really tell where the joins are now.
Nothing to do with me.
Nice job, Rosie.
Thanks. You both helped, though. There's no way I could have levitated all those stones by myself. Come on, this is the last one.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Careful, almost there. Now me. Reparo. That's it, all done.
Scott's got a point, though. It doesn't do anything. We don't even know what it's here for.
Why bother, Rosie?
Because it's important. Can't you tell?
Not really.
You can, can't you, Albus?
Afraid not.
It's good having a meeting place no one else knows about, though. It's driving Smith mad not knowing where we're disappearing to all the time.
But that's the whole point. People should know about this room. This corridor is a part of Hogwarts, so how come it's thick with dust like no one ever comes down here?
It wasn't that easy to find, though, was it? We walked around in circles for ages.
And then there was that weird thing with the door. I still say it wasn't there the first time we walked past.
I'll tell you this much. I've had enough of breaking my back humping great big stones around.
Me too. And after Al gets into McGonagall's office, we'll have something else to think about, so you can go ahead and tell whoever you like.
At least it looks mended now. That's something.
It's not, though. If it was, it'd be running.
What do you mean, running? Like a spell? I wish I knew how the magic worked. I'm sure we're missing something.
I don't know about a spell. I just mean this thing we've built. Isn't it obvious? It's a fountain.
Don't be silly, Scorpius. Fountains are... well, they're bigger for one thing.
Look, this bottom bit's the basin, and these four things are the jets where the water comes out. If it was working, they'd run down into this hole in the middle.
You mean it isn't magic at all?
Who knows? Look, we really should be getting back. Abba still has to steal that key thing.
I'm not looking forward to doing this. I mean, it's Neville.
If he didn't want us to suggest it, he never should have mentioned he had it. Honestly, if he will keep forgetting to lock the door of his office, it's his own fault. We'll have it back within 20 minutes. He'll never miss it.
What's the big deal? I bet he did worse stuff himself when he was at school.
No way. Not in a million years.
Not Professor Longbottom. Mum said I had to be especially careful not to disappoint him or let ourselves down, because he's extremely honest and sometimes it's easy to take advantage of people like that.
This is taking advantage.
Well, if he catches you, you'll get detention all the same, so we'd better make sure the coast is clear.
Oh my goodness, it's 5:30.
You're joking. Where did the time go?
We can only count on him being in the greenhouse till 6.
Come on then, let's get on with it.
Wow, we're in. I can't believe this actually worked, can you?
That moving staircase is pretty cool.
I thought the gargoyle was going to say something for a second.
When you held up the key, it just nodded and let us through. Brilliant.
I'd better get a move on. Shouldn't you be getting back downstairs?
There's plenty of time. Rose and Layla are on the lookout, and Peeves will be keeping everyone trapped in the Great Hall for ages yet.
But what if he doesn't?
Who are all this lot?
They're just portraits. Who cares?
Armando Dippet. Dexter Fortescue. Phineas Nigella Splat. Just old headmasters. Boring.
But look at all this stuff. Not now, Scorp.
Oops.
Just help me find the hat, would you?
Calm down. It's right here. Okay, I'll be going now.
Great. I mean, thanks. See you in a bit. Hello? Sorting hat? I'm here, like you asked me to.
Albus Potter, you've made good time. I was not expecting you so soon.
I was worried you'd say I'd taken too long.
Not at all. It must have taken all your resourcefulness to get this far. How did you manage it?
I got help, like you suggested. My friends Rose and Scorpius helped me figure out how to get in here. They're standing guard. And this Hufflepuff girl helped us too. She got Peeves on side. Do you know Peeves?
Indeed. An inspired choice of ally.
He's bothering everyone at the Halloween feast, so they don't miss us. And Layla, that's his friend. She's keeping watch down in the Great Hall.
Then there is one of you from each of the houses.
Yeah. Is that good?
Very good.
Right. What am I here for, then? Don't get me wrong. I'm sort of honoured you've chosen me and everything. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And you keep being all mysterious. I really don't think I should hang around in here for too long.
I understand. You've been patient. And you deserve an explanation. How to begin? How well-informed do you consider yourself to be?
Informed? About what?
History.
It depends which bit you mean. If you're talking about wars and stuff, then I know what everybody my age knows. Or maybe a bit more.
That's good. For our purposes, we can confine ourselves to what happened during the night known as the Battle of Hogwarts. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, of course.
Then you will know that the castle was attacked and sustained severe injury.
You talk like the castle's alive.
Perhaps. Your task is to heal it.
Me? What can I do?
Much has already been done. The current generation of Hogwarts guardians, your teachers, have worked tirelessly to rebuild and restore the castle. Still, work remains. You are to help with this, as are your friends.
One of them called it a quest.
I would call it a necessary task in order to safeguard the health of this school for generations to come.
Fair enough. But that still doesn't explain why you chose me.
You need not concern yourself with that question. I am the Sorting Hat. I am quite good at choosing. But you have a choice too. You have not volunteered, and I won't force you to help against your will.
Of course I'll help. I just don't want to let anybody down. I'm not strong like James, or clever like my cousin Rosie. I'm not even that talented.
Strength, cleverness, and talent are not the qualities this task requires. You may fail. The question is, are you prepared to try?
I'm here, aren't I? I'm listening.
You are to seek an object designed by the founders of this school. When it was created, it was intended to be part of the castle. Something that would endure for as long as the school lasted.
What happened?
It was never completed.
Why not?
There was a quarrel, and one of the founders left. The object was abandoned and never spoken of again. After the three remaining founders died, it was forgotten.
Can you be a bit more specific? I mean, what kind of thing is it I'm looking for?
That is all I know.
Then, how do you know it still even exists? That it ever existed?
Because it was I who created it, of course.
I don't get it. You don't know what it is, or where it is, or how to finish it, but you've made it. I'm not being funny, but it doesn't make sense. I'm in your hat.
Do you know how I was made?
No.
I am nothing except what each of the four our founders put into me. I am only the brains, personality, and memories they chose to include in order for me to carry out my allotted task. I know of the existence of this object, and sense its importance. I have deduced that each founder contributed something particular to the spell that would act to bind the four houses and maintain harmony between them. Without it, the burden falls to me, my song, and the human inhabitants of this school to keep the four houses in balance. Without it, I feel the founder's sense of regret, profound sadness, and furious anger at its loss. What I cannot give you are dimensions, locations, or incantations. As you so astutely put it, I am a hat.
I'm sorry, all right? Can I... Is it all right if I ask one more question?
Ask it.
Why now? I mean, if the object's been lying forgotten for all these years, why is it so important it gets finished now?
You must understand. Hogwarts was gravely, almost mortally wounded by the dark magic that shattered its walls, weakened its spells, and attacked the people and creatures within. For 19 years it has required constant effort and immense energy to rebuild and keep the school from fragmenting again. There are divisions which may never heal unless the houses can finally be united as we intended. The castle is not at rest. It may never again be fully at peace. Unless it is healed and Hogwarts can once again be whole.
I get the picture.
Hogwarts will be grateful for any help you can provide.
I'll do my best. I promise. I'd better go now.
Interesting. Very interesting. Wasn't that an interesting conversation, Phineas?
I hardly think so, Dumbledore. A Gryffindor student up to no good. Scarcely anything to write home about. Wouldn't you agree, Severus?
Quite so.
And the resemblance to his father clearly apparent. Almost uncanny.
I've seen the boy before, but I'd have recognized him in any case. Who else, eh, Snape?
No other first year would have the hide to waltz in here as if they owned the place.
Certainly not anyone from our house.
I believe the student who helped him break in was from Slytherin. But I am outnumbered, I see. Gibbet, wake up. Ah, it's useless.
You'll just have to cope, Albus.
You've seen him before, Phineas, you said? At Grimmauld Place, I assume?
I'm surprised the house is in use again by the Potter family.
Oh, no. He never used it. It was empty for a number of very comfortable years. I miss it.
So someone else is using it now? I think I can guess.
Don't ask. I don't want to talk about it.
Of course you do, Phineas. Or you wouldn't have mentioned it.
Well, if you insist. They visited the house after Voldemort's defeat, Potter and his wife, but only once. Then 3 years ago, the place was invaded.
Invaded, Phineas?
All but the few rooms they couldn't access. House builders, you see, didn't have the counter spells. I wasn't going to help them. Strip the place bare, travesty.
Sounds like an improvement, if you ask me. And now it's lived in again. What a lovely story.
Oh. I hope they did something about the appalling plumbing.
And if you recall, Albus, the chimney in the kitchen smoked. I spent most order meetings in danger of imminent suffocation.
Can you guess to whom Harry has given the house, Severus? Considering Phineas' reluctance to say the name.
I can't imagine, nor do I care.
Of course I will speak the name. It is Lupin.
Remus's boy? Wonderful. Very fitting, don't you agree, Severus?
Predictable, anyway.
It's quite dreadful. The boy allows his contemporaries to lodge in the house. He rents out the drawing room, if you can believe it. The place is a veritable doss house for ex-students, Gryffindors and Hufflepuffs, of course. Not one with a sense of dignity or decorum among them.
Now, Phineas. They can't be that bad. Allowances for useful high spirits and all that.
Holidays are just as bad. Swarms of Potters and Weasleys charging up and down the stairs. The noise.
Our sympathies, Phineas. You must remain here with us this Christmas. It is very peaceful, if somewhat dull, listening to Dippet's perpetual snores.
I like to keep an eye on the old place. The tenants are insufferably rude, of course, but they won't drive me out. Must be off now. Haven't checked in for almost a day.
A true martyr.
Indeed, Severus. Let us give thanks for our lack of familial responsibilities.
I wonder what the Potter brat was up to with the sorting hat.
Perhaps Minerva will be able to shed some light on the matter.
You're going to tell her, then? I'm surprised at you.
Dear me, no. No need for that. She will get to the bottom of this little mystery without any interference from us.
There you are at last.
Sorry, Rosie. Scorp and I had to take cover on the way because we heard footsteps. Did anyone come past here?
No, the coast is clear. Where's Scorp now?
Back at the feast. Thought it'd be less obvious if we all arrived back separately.
How'd it go with the sorting hat?
Tell you later. I've got to get this key back. You get going.
Okay, be careful. We don't want to mess everything up now, when it's all gone so well. See you in a bit.
What's going on? Lumos?
I was just... How did you know I was here?
What, did you not think you'd be missed from the feast? Or did you think that Peeves' little performance would take care of that?
But we only heard footsteps once.
I know this castle a bit better than you, Albus. What were you doing in my private office?
I was putting this back.
You took this? What for?
I'm really, really sorry, Professor. I wouldn't have done it, but it was important. I couldn't think of any other way.
So important that you would stoop to stealing?
I came to put it straight back.
And you were planning on telling me you'd taken it?
No, Professor.
Oh, so we can add lying to stealing. What was it? A practical joke on one of your friends? On me?
No, nothing like that.
I've known you ever since you were born, Al. Breaking rules is one thing, but this, it's dishonest. I thought you could be trusted. Before I decide what to do, do you have an explanation?
I'm sorry. I can't tell you what I needed it for.
Can't or won't?
I swear on Dumbledore, it wasn't to play a trick on you, or anybody else. It was to help someone, and it wasn't anything bad. I'm sorry. That's all.
Well, that's something, I suppose. Come on, let's go back to the feast.
Is that it?
Oh, you're in detention, of course. I've any number of filthy and unpleasant jobs to do, many involving the compost heap. I believe it's forecast to rain solidly for another week.
Are you going to tell my mum and dad?
Should I?
Please, please don't, Neville. I mean, Professor. It's important. I know you don't have any reason to trust me, but I'm telling you the truth. I had to do it.
Well, all right, but there is a condition.
Anything.
Here, if you've nothing to be ashamed of, take it.
What?
You needed this key so badly, what if you need it again?
But I won't. I don't want it.
I didn't ask if you wanted it, did I? Take it. It's your responsibility now.
Do I have to? Really?
Well, if you find yourself using it for something you shouldn't, come and talk to me. But no more sneaking around. Deal?
But what if I lose it? It's yours. I feel awful.
No, it isn't mine. It belongs to Gryffindor House. And you're a Gryffindor. Consider it on loan. Don't drop it in a bag of fertilizer, and don't leave it unattended in an unlocked room in full view of passing students, and you'll be fine. And don't let me down again.
I won't, Professor.
The post, Pigwidgeon. Stupid Owl, what's he going over to the Ravenclaw table for? I'm over here.
Cole, I should have an answer about Scorp coming to stay at Christmas. It's Dad's turn to write.
I'll call him over. Scorp!
Looks like he's on his way already.
It's from Mum.
Hey guys, budget up, Rosie.
Now really, little bro. I draw the line at a Slytherin putting me off my breakfast. What is this, the Department of International Magical Cooperation?
I can invite whoever I like to sit at this table. Tough luck, James. Dad said yes. So that means Scorp's coming to visit for a whole week starting Boxing Day.
I couldn't care less. Just found out that Granny and Grandpa are taking me and Fred to visit Uncle Charlie, so you weirdos can fraternize to your heart's content.
I'll have to ask my dad, too. Can I get your address off you during Defense Against the Dark Arts?
No problem.
Listen, Mum's got some news about Christmas. Shall I read it out?
Go ahead.
This is the important bit. You won't be needing Al's address, Scorp. We've decided to take Teddy up on his invitation to join him and Mrs. Tonks for Christmas in London. Al and Lily will be there too, but not Granny and Grandad Weasley, or James, Fred, Louis, blah blah blah. Stuff about Romania and France. I have some exciting outings planned.
Oh, Merlin. Do you think she means the museum again?
Shh, don't interrupt. To a theatre and so on?
That's even worse.
But we can change them if you and Al would rather entertain yourselves.
Cool. Is that everything?
Pretty much. A bit about seeing London friends, so she hopes I've been behaving myself and working hard in Professor Longbottom's lessons. Oh, and she says she's looking forward to meeting you, Scorp. She must have spoken to Uncle Harry. The rest of it's questions about my work, What do you think, Hal? 12 grand place for Christmas.
Fantastic. You'll love it, Scorp. We can go to Diagon Alley loads of times. Teddy will take us every day if we want.
I bet Victoire's sick about being in France this year. Did you know Teddy's been coming up to Hogsmeade every week just to see her?
What's Grimmauld Place? And here's Teddy. Are you sure I'll still be allowed to come if I don't know him?
Of course you can. Dad would have said otherwise. Teddy's our friend. He's older than us, but he's really cool. My dad's his godfather, so he comes and stays with us a lot. But he lives in London the rest of the time.
It's an amazing place. Spooky. It feels like it should be haunted. We've never actually seen a ghost there. Me and Al think there has to be one hiding in the locked room.
What's so special about a locked room? There's dozens of them at my grandmother's house. She says they're for visitors.
Well, this house used to be stuffed with dark objects. That was all cleared away years ago, but there was a few rooms that no one got round to. My dad's been helping Teddy sort them out, when they can spare the time.
The locked room is the last one.
I bet there's nothing in there except dust and rubbish, like that old fountain of roses. Al, are you going to tell us about the sorting hat? That's why I came over. You were really late back to the feast. What happened?
It was pretty weird, I must say. I could hardly understand a word of it at first. But then I worked something out later. Before I fell asleep.
What?
That thing we've been mucking about with. The fountain. We have to get it working. That's what the sorting hat needs us to do. It's to help the castle unite the houses or something. It's really important.
I told you it was something important. Why didn't you say so before?
I'm saying it now. We should meet up there after lessons. Can you both get away?
I'm practicing if the rain holds off.
I can't either. I have to go to the library.
Again? Why don't you just move your bed in there? Oh, but I've just remembered. I can't either.
What's up?
I've got detention. Every night this week, Professor Longbottom caught me putting the key back.
Oh, no.
I don't think I've ever seen him angry before. It was scary.
Scary? Professor Longbottom, come off it. More to the point, is he going to write to your mum and dad?
No, but it was heavy. Seriously, as bad as mum that time we borrowed her best broom.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not kidding. It was even worse when he calmed down. I felt really bad.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Al. It was all my fault, as usual.
You can come and help me shovel compost, it won't make you feel any better.
No thanks, I don't feel that bad. But I'll help you with your homework this week, if you like.
Deal. It could have been a lot worse anyway. And guess what? After he'd finished yelling, he only went and gave me the key back.
What?
What?
I know. It was so weird. It was like a test or something. What if the teachers know we're up to something?
How can they? We haven't seen anyone in that corridor or even any footprints in the dust. So, when are we going to meet?
It'll have to be the weekend. It's annoying, but it can't be helped.
Suits me.
Also, I think we should bring Layla in on it. It was something the sorting hat said, about how it was good that I had help from all the houses. And she deserves to know everything after helping us last night. Is that all right with you two?
Sounds fair enough.
Fine with me.
Okay. I'll talk to her in Herbology tomorrow.
Well, don't get getting another detention.
Oh, hilarious.
This room is deeply magical, and no one knows about it but us.
We've never seen anyone else here. Look, here it is, just like I told you.
You're right, it does look like a fountain.
What do you think? Worth giving up a Saturday afternoon for?
I think it's beautiful. So, is this the next part of your quest?
I wish you'd stop calling it that. I think it must be. I don't have a clue where to go from here.
Explain it to me. Maybe that will help.
Well, first the hat said there's something in the castle that's really old, but that no one knows about it.
So, it was created long ago and then lost?
That's right. When Hogwarts was first built.
What is its purpose?
It was meant to look after the four houses. Keep them in balance or something.
I see. A guardian?
Yeah. Then it talks about the castle being damaged in the Battle of Hogwarts. Do you know about that?
Yes, of course. My mother attended Hogwarts, but she wasn't here during the war. She was lucky.
She had already left to do work overseas.
I didn't know that. She's a muggle-born, then? Like Rose's mum?
Yes. She moved around for a while, then she met my father. His family looked after the forest I told you about. I was born there.
Sounds like you'd rather be there now.
I would be if my father hadn't been killed. My mother works in Europe again, so I go to this school. Durmstrang is nearer, but Hogwarts is better. So I am here. It makes no difference to me.
What? What killed your dad? If you don't mind me asking.
A dragon, of course. It was dying, and no one dared go near it. My father went to put it out of its misery, and he killed it, but not before it burned him.
Wow. I'm really sorry.
Tell me about the damage to the castle. It seems in good repair, but Peeves tells me otherwise.
That's what the hat said. It says a lot of good work's been done, but the castle isn't fully healed. Like it's a sick person or something.
Of course. The castle has absorbed magic from every witch and wizard that has lived, worked, and studied here since the Founders. It's as alive as you or I.
Yeah, I get that. Anyway, finding this object and fixing it is somehow going to help heal the castle. And I think it has to be this fountain thing, because this is the only part of the castle no one uses.
That will be part of our task, then. We are to learn its history so we can discover how to restore the spell. We four are of the four houses. That will help.
That's what the hat said, too. It should have chosen you, not me. Anyway, where are the others? They should have been here by now.
It stopped raining. Perhaps they're on their twigs.
Yeah, probably.
What is this hollow on the edge of the basin? It is not the same shape or size as the other stones.
I never noticed that before. It looks like something fits in there. Maybe that's what we need to find.
Where's that artifact you showed me? Give it here.
What do you mean, artifact?
The one shaped like a G for Gryffindor.
Oh, the key you mean. Right here. Why?
Because it fits here, look.
No, it doesn't. Not properly. There's still a gap.
What else did the hat say?
Something about finding out more in our houses.
I'm not asking my head of house. He fusses if we ask for coffee instead of pumpkin juice.
Do you think that's why Professor Longbottom gave me this thing? What if he's in league with the Sorting Hat?
No, this is your quest. It was just his way of punishing you.
I suppose so. It's annoying. I can't stop worrying about where it is every minute of the day.
I will ask the house elves about the fountain. They know many things to do with the castle.
Hi, you two. Sorry we're late. It's stopped raining.
Are you talking about how we're going to snoop around in our houses?
They've been asking house elves anything. They only know about ironing and polishing floors.
Scorpius, you can't say things like that.
Besides, you're dead wrong, mate. They're powerful magical beings who could squash you like a flubber worm if they wanted to. A house elf saved my dad's life once.
And my mum and dad's too.
Well, I've only met one, and she seems pretty stupid to me. But I'll take your word for it.
I will ask Creature.
How do you know Creature?
He works in the kitchens.
I know he does. He refuses to be freed, so my dad makes him stay here.
Why?
Dad told me to find him and say hello when I got here.
So why haven't you?
I don't know. I just haven't seen him, or any of the house elves.
Layla, how come you're on first name terms with everybody at Hogwarts?
Our common room is near the kitchens. House elves are better company than the girls I share a bedroom with.
Can we stick to the point? How are you going to find out what we need from Slytherin, Scorp?
No idea. My head of house frightens the life out of me. I get nervous every time he picks on me in lessons, and he barely speaks any other time. It doesn't help that he used to be an international Quidditch player.
Oh, I know. He's not even a very good teacher, I don't think. He never says anything nice, even when I turn my match into a needle 5 minutes before anyone else.
Probably because he knows what disgusting show-off you are. Look, this isn't helping at all. We need to make a decision.
We should go where the quest leads us.
That's all very well, but we go home for Christmas in a few days.
It doesn't matter. The house elves will know what we need to do next.
That's all settled then. We'll talk to them after the holidays.
In the next episode of Albus Potter and the Founder's Fountain, the first years head home for Christmas, and one of them learns something new about their family history. Join us to learn what difficult choice one of the new friends will be forced to make when an old secret hidden beneath the floorboards at number 12 Grimmauld Place is uncovered.
This episode of the Pottercast acting troupe featured the voice talents of Matt Armstrong, Michael Beckett, Susie B., Caroline Fonseca, Eric Lessinger, Izzy Martin, Stacey Murano, Rachel Proudfoot, and Ken Schneier. It was produced by Angela Hohenstein, Becky Matoro, Joe Mativier, Rachel Proudfoot, Christy Thede, and Kevin Toma.
Squee! We're back.
Okay.
Oh, it's the end.
John, are you going to vote for Hufflepuff this the next
vote
few weeks?
Vote for Hufflepuff? Are you serious?
Yeah, you're going to do come join the House of Hufflepuff. Which
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I do.
What?
I think everybody should be a Hufflepuff, right, Melissa? Everyone needs to be a Hufflepuff.
Dude, I don't think anybody thought you thought anything else.
Well, that's the thing about Hufflepuffs. Everyone's welcome.
Yes,
I
right.
still stand by the concept that Hufflepuff Common Room has no password. Anyone can hang out there if they want to.
That makes sense.
I believe
that you're probably right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a security risk.
Security.
But... Hey, man.
Yeah,
it's by the kitchens. You know, everybody can go hang out. You know, when they're down there scared, you have to nick the food, they can come just hang out.
Go tickle
it's
that.
All good. Yeah, that's right.
Is there, well, does this philosophy carry on to all the puff girls?
John.
You know what? I'm
okay.
not going there. No.
Thank you, Sue. Okay,
everybody
guys. So Harry Potter
alone
has introduced a new campaign.
Your
called,
fantasy.
I'm trying to get onto the real
okay,
topic. And ignore, not give him the little satisfaction he likes when we go, John.
But
this is
a perverted fantasy about my house.
I know what you want.
You're just so...
You can't give him this, Sue. You give him this, he continues to do it. It's like a child who cries.
It's
okay.
such a high
you
compliment.
Know?
I think it's a fantasy.
Melissa, can't listen.
I'm breathing now.
Not, thank you. It's not every child who cries should get everything they want, right, Fred?
Right.
Right.
Thank you. So, okay. The Harry Potter Alliance is running a new campaign called Accio Books, in which you can earn points for your Hogwarts house through the Harry Potter Alliance by donating books.
Yay!
It is certain, there's a whole breakdown to it, and you can go to the Harry Potter Alliance page to find out. That's thehpalliance.org. But they also have heads of houses. The head of Slytherin House is Brian Ross, naturally.
He's
from Draco and the Malfoy.
Yeah.
The head of Gryffindor House is Paul DeGeorge from Harry and
Whoa!
Potter. That's natural. Of course, the head of Hufflepuff House is our very own Sue Upton.
Sue Upton!
Squeak! Yay.
And the head of Ravenclaw House, we're so excited, it's her first fandom really thing, is Ivana
Lynch. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. What?
So
how
it's a,
awesome
it's a
is huge, that? Luna!
It's awesome. And we're having a conference call, well, by the time this comes out, you'll have heard this, but mm-hmm. if please keep checking Leaky and the HPAlliance.org. We're going to be doing many, many of these conference calls on the HP Alliance Ustream, which is also the Pottercast Ustream. So that's ustream.tv/channel/Pottercast. And, yeah, this Sunday, by the time this comes out, you'll have all heard it already, but all the four heads of houses, including Ivana, will be on the call, and it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's awesome.
Was Cho not available?
Why, Cho?
Anything?
So, Sue, are you excited about this?
I am very excited, and you know what? It is such a great thing, and I'm particularly if you listen to the conference call, you'll hear me talk about this. For those of you who don't know, I am adopted, and I had spent, before I was adopted, I was in an orphanage, and so for me, this is a particularly poignant thing, and books are what brought us, I think, basically here. I know a lot of us are fans of the movies, I know I am, but it boils back down to those books, and reading at Leaky has a long tradition of supporting literacy, and this is a great, great thing. And whether or not these books go to the children in Rwanda, or they go to families here or around the world, anyone that needs a book, that's what we're going to try and bring that. So I know that you have books at home. I mean, I have a lot of, like, if you have garage sales, that's what I used to do when my son was very little. We go to garage sales and we always look for the books. That would be the first thing we do, you know. And I have a ton of these that have been sitting in my house. And if you're going to give them away or considering it, please consider giving to the HP Alliance. And I just think it's an awesome thing. Another witness, a testimony to the power of the Harry Potter fan, which is amazing. You are amazing people. And we love our books. So... yay, rock on, and go Hufflepuff, too.
So cool.
It is. It's very cool.
I'm excited.
I am. I love it. And you can donate through, you know, other houses. That's cool, because Hufflepuffs, we're all about the bottom line here of just, you know, getting the books. But I'm just saying, Hufflepuff House is pretty awesome. Although Yvonne is pretty cool, too. I mean, think about it. Think about her, man. She's one of us. She's a fan of the books first, and then she got that job. And now she's doing, I just think it's, you know.
Yeah. She's excited. I can't wait I'm like tech support on these calls.
Yeah, that's our hidden. You're like the odds back there.
Yeah, I'm like a hidden. Yeah, I'm like odds. After I'm like hitting buttons and making sure. So I can't wait to just sit and listen to you guys talk.
I'm gonna be the only one not there. Sure, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Why won't you be there? Crack, why won't you be there? What are you talking about? You have to be on the call to be there.
Frankie's the sorting hat. Oh wait,
really?
is that something we're not saying?
Well, that's not part.
What?
I thought that's what you were saying, that you were the sorting
hat.
Yeah,
for people who are getting involved who aren't sorted yet for the whole house cut, the whole house cut thing. I'm not on the phone call, though.
Oh, I thought you were on the phone call.
No, and you can be there. There's nobody who can't be there. We're doing it live on Ustream for that reason, so that people can chat and interact.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so I don't want to hear that you're not going to be there. You are going to be there, John.
I've got prior commitments. I'm swimming.
I don't want to hear it.
You know, Slacker and Slytherin are not synonymous. There you go. So don't be a Slacker.
They do sound remarkably similar, Sue.
They do. So you prove
I'll
your house wrong.
I'll send a bunch of the Miley Key Slytherins over to cheat and be there.
No.
In my speed.
No. You get your little
no,
butt
don't
over
cheat
there.
On this one.
This is important. I bet you have some old comic
books
even or something around.
And, like, empty pages.
You are not.
That's a good free point.
I have a question for you. What was your favorite book, like, when you were young that you, like, must have, like, a couple copies of? Do you have one that you, like, still, like,
Alexander and No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Day.
Really? Seriously?
That's the only book I can think of right now.
No Judy Blume?
No Judy Blume. I have a couple copies of The Giving Tree.
Oh, is it Silverstein? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Cute book.
That was a good book.
I like the Pokey Puppy.
The what?
You mean?
Oh, the Pokey Puppy! Yeah.
You remember the Pokey Puppy. He always got into trouble.
I read the Boxcar Children.
Oh, those are good series. Books. Yeah, those are good books.
What about you guys?
Frankie?
I didn't read a lot as a kid because my dyslexia was really bad. So,
yeah.
I didn't read a lot. But mine's probably Binuncula. I used to love that book. Even though I didn't read all of it, I used to really like it. And
The Bunny Vampire?
Yeah, The Bunny Vampire.
That's so funny.
I remember there's a part where the cat tries to kill him by putting a stake through his heart, but he used like a T-bone rather than a wooden stake.
Oh my god, yes! Oh my god!
Frankie, wow!
Oh, it was the best. It was
I really liked
it. It was like the T-bone. Oh, my God.
Did that, like, spurn on your love of cats, too?
That's where I named my cat character after Chester.
Oh!
Whoa. Frankie, I've met the best cat ever.
Where?
At a concert. I stopped by before I came home because the Tonks and the Orbs were playing at Staten Island, and I was in Staten Island. So I stopped in for 10 minutes and then drove back home. But in this guy's apartment where they were having the concert, there was this enormous gray cat. His name was Silver, and in the face looked exactly like Mushka. And I can just imagine, like in 5 years, Mushka's just like laying on the floor, completely puffed out, and
that is so,
you know,
Mushka.
Won't move.
That's awesome.
Anyway,
puffed out. Aww. That's so cool. Mm. Pokey puppy.
You know that if you were trapped alone in a room with your cat without food, and you died,
what?
And the cat was alive, the cat would eat you. And a dog would not, because dogs are loyal, and cats would just eat the person.
How do you know a dog wouldn't?
Because there's been studies.
There's not been studies. You're so full of it. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's been studies.
Yeah, a dog would. Maybe your dog wouldn't, but a dog absolutely would.
No, Google it. This has been documented.
If it's true, I believe. If it's true, it's like I would believe a dog wouldn't eat you over a cat because cats are just kind of more smart than dogs.
Well, but like only if it's your dog or your cat, not like a random dog and a random cat.
No, I'm talking about your pets. Your pet cat would eat you before your pet dog would eat you.
Only if you're dead, not if you're alive.
Obviously, you have to be dead.
See, cats are just smart enough to know that it's just a shell, you're not there anymore, and we would want, I would want Sassy to eat me.
I don't want to.
Because it's just a body. There's nothing significant there. My soul's gone. It's just a shell. And so, like, you know what, Sassy?
Yeah.
Live on. Be strong.
Oh, my God. Sassy, live on. Be strong.
Sassy's like, what is it?
Have a frack burger.
That's so
frack and strip.
Stop.
Frack and strip.
Stop, ew.
I really cannot believe this conversation. John Noe, is there no
Maybe
limits that you will
to
go to?
No, John, I'm so glad you brought up dogs. We have to talk about dogs for a second.
Oh, jeez.
If you have been on my leaky and you've been on the Hufflepuff skin.
Oh, God.
Yay.
You! Oh, here we go again.
You know, there's once in a while, there'll be a random dog on the top left corner.
I hate it.
John, would you care to explain how this dog got to be
you
there?
You know what? The house skins, I swear, were a bigger pain in the A than anyone will ever know. And the one night, I'm looking for graphics to use for the Hufflepuff, and I searched Hufflepuff on Google search. And lo and behold, on, like, page 2, randomly, for the search term Hufflepuff, was this random white-eyed dog. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's a Hufflepuff joke I'm not privy to. But if it wasn't, it will be now. So I used it. And it is now Grace's once every 9 times on the Hufflepuff skin.
And he begged me to not make him take it down until somebody noticed.
Yeah, so officially considered a notice.
Yeah, because Sylvie screen capped it and put it in a WTF album on her Facebook.
Yeah, tagged us all. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
So I'm going to replace it with a picture of Robert Pattinson with big eye makeup from
Nice.
Attention Hufflepuffs that are out there, please send in some new graphic photos to John Noe at theleakycauldron.org.
That'd be great. And
him and this dog, don't buy any of this. Oh, it just popped up. We're insured. I checked. I called him, but I know all his past dogs and slams on my house, and lo enough, there's a dog picture comes up. Do any other house have a random bird come up or a random snake? No, but only in the Hufflepuffs. It's because you are jealous that you don't have an animal that is loyal to you like that. Your dog is not count.
It's a cute dog. Are you dissing the dog?
No, I love that dog, but everybody else has random.
Name Hufflepuff.
Well,
you know what? It probably is.
I think so. I don't mind that we have
only one of our listeners would name
but
that
you know
dog
what?
Hufflepuff.
Creepy would that
no,
be
it's your
if
dog.
You logged into my lakey as a Hufflepuff and your dog showed
like,
up on the
wow.
Like,
there is magic. Sassy's on mine.
I just want to see some parody here and see random animals in every other house. That's what you need to do.
Oh, I can't be bothered to do that.
Yeah, I know that. You can't be bothered, but it's always fun to pick on the Hufflepuff.
I love getting this going and just sitting back and watching you go.
You know, I mean, it just... I'm like, there is Lassie, the beloved dog of all, sitting there on the Hufflepuff page.
I was like, whited out eyes.
I also want to say thanks to our reader, to our listener, Lewis, who sent us all copies of... Remember we were talking about for a while the Sorcerer's Stone that had the picture of Harry getting his wand on the front?
Yeah.
And how we hadn't seen those? Well, he sent us a copy.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thank you, Lewis.
Yeah.
Woo!
High five.
Thank you, Lewis. That's so sweet. He sent us a very nice letter, too, and I'll read that to you, not on the air, because it's private.
That makes me feel inspired to read Sorcerer's Stone for the second time.
John!
What?
Continuing his legacy of lameness there, he admits.
How many times have you read the books? Those are long books.
Sorcerer's
Stone is not long.
I am a qualified expert to talk on the books, having read them all once.
Stop.
John, you are.
Stop now.
Stop that there.
Stop
qualified.
That. Stop.
Okay.
I'll never forget a page.
John Noe.
Oh, gosh. All right, it's that time.
Yeah. Keep twiddling those dials.
The next password will be Akio Books.
Keep each other safe.
Keep faith.
Good night. We've missed it.
Dobby is free.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when we're having fun.
This week's podcast was edited by Michael Beckett, Harmon Volstead, and Caitlin Lindsay, and produced by John Noe. Special thanks go to my dear transcription elves for transcribing this and every other episode of Pottercast, which can be found at the Muggle website, pottercast.com. Pottercast is the official podcast of the Leaky Cauldron. For more information about Pottercast or to learn how to be part of future episodes, visit these charming people at pottercast.com.
Ew, there's something leaking out of your cauldron. It's getting all over my shoes.
This cauldron's got a hole in it. It's where the news leaks out. It's got a really big hole, cause there's a lot of news. The leaky cauldron, the leaky cauldron. There's no news, stop that, shake it off, cause the horn. Stop that, shake it off, cause the horn. Or leakynews.com. Or just Google it if you can't remember.
People to go. And you know what? Warner Brothers also announced that one of the things we're going to do is we get to go into like a Quidditch pitch and you can toss a quaffle.
Oh, cool.
Seriously.
Kick ass. Wow.
Do they even steal quaffles?
Beep, 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 beep.
Are you choking there a little bit?
Forgot that we were recording the show.